One of the other index positions that we've talked about with our hands is either here in front of us or all the way up in front of us. If this guy's really loud, he's in my face and kind of raising hell about things, I can be telling him, look, I don't want to fight, but what I've done is took my hands from here close to my body or here close to my body, and I've increased the time to get to him massively. I've cut the distance in at least half. I know that here I can get quick, simple palm off of the face. And what you'll see in a lot of traditional martial arts sometimes is an open hand technique followed by an elbow that touches the hand. Again, it's reminding you about indexing that opponent. If I've touched him here, I'm going to drive my elbow to where my hand is at to strike. So when I'm telling him, look, I don't want to fight, I'll push here just to blind slightly, push his nose, push his head back, whatever I can get a hold of. But the idea, hand in his face, he can't see. Then when this hand comes off, that elbow's right there in his face. We don't want his hands to get up there. Even if he throws his hands and arms up, they're pretty easy for you to use this to chew through. You just smash him in the face with his own hands and own arms, and we'll put 2, 3, 4 behind it if you need to. So we tell him, look, I don't want to fight, 1, 2. And it's very, very simple. You can come across, depending on height. You may want to come up, or you can use a cutting down and across where we're hitting in here and cutting across the body. So if I've made my step to close distance, I may want to slash down and across, or I can come straight across. Either one doesn't matter. It depends on your height, the height of the attacker. Simple enough, push, hit. Same thing again, pushing, hitting. Stepping through, moving by. So even if it's just 1, 2 hits, I'm getting away from him. My body gets by. Now I'm in a position to get out of there and escape. So we've established if I got my hands up here, if I've got somebody that's a very aggressive or worked up, angry, drunk, whatever it is, his hands are up here telling this guy I don't want to work because I've cut down the distance. That palm followed by elbow coming across. Notice making a step each time, and I'm moving past him at a 45. I'm not moving into him here trying to fight him all up in his grill across his face. It's one stepping at a 45, which puts this elbow on perfect line with his center to hit as I come across. I don't want to have to take my elbow from the outside and cover a lot of distance. One step brings elbow on line for the elbow shot. So quickly, look, I don't want to fight. Throw in the elbow. Simple enough, easy way to break all this down, crush the cheekbones, the orbitals. Massive amount of trauma real quick against a very, very hard striking surface that you have. So once again, pushing, stepping at the 45, same time. Push step, so I'm online for this. Now it's hip and body torque that drive that elbow in. Moving by and getting out of there. Telling that guy, look, I don't want to fight. Stepping across. And you may follow it with whatever you want. If I want to come back, if he's still standing here, you can come back across with that edge of hand. It's entirely up to you. After that 1-2, your self-defense, your combatives are kind of your flavor. It's what works for you. So no one telling this guy, I don't want, stepping and moving. Simple technique again. Massive amount of trauma to the head. Easy concussion and easy to break those bones, but relatively safe on you because we're using this. I mean, that's a piece of lead pipe that you've got that's attached to you all the time. You use it anywhere you want, and it's about as hard as a ball bat.